Okay, I have muted everybody. I'm sorry. This comes out of a request to give more shiurim, and specifically in halacha, which I'm happy to accommodate as much as I'm able to intellectually and time-wise. And what I thought was that very valuable information would be to learn together some of the panimius halacha sugyas that I learned with my Rebbe, and I had a schus that the Reshiva wrote a sefer called Mishmeres Chaim. So the Mishmeres Chaim is actually I worked on that sefer. I'm one of the authors of that sefer, and much of it came from my notebooks during the shiur. So there's what's in the sefer, and that's what's not in the sefer. But that's what we're doing, and go through halacha halacha to try to get an insight into the halachas itself, with the lumdus of the halacha. So that's the goal here, and that's going to begin Amir Tashem on this very same station at on Tuesday morning. Now I said 9:15. But there is a another shiur of Eli Behar that a number of people go to, which is during that time. So I was asked if I could make it from, instead of 9:15 till 10, if I could make it 9:30 to 10:15. So if that's good with the Rav Olam that wants to attend, I'd like to do that. I don't want to conflict. So basically, it would mean you'd have to switch, if you want to come, from Zoom to Zoom, and come onto my Zoom at 9:30, and we'll go till approximately 10:15. So all in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. No problem.
Aye. Aye.
Will it be recorded?
Not necessarily. It's
will notification be sent on the same WhatsApp group or a different WhatsApp group?
Maybe, I don't know. I could send on this WhatsApp group and start something new. But recording is a different story, because it's more of okay, we'll see. We'll see about that. But if you want to learn this material with me, the right way to do it is to come, if you can. Yisachar, I'm not sure what you're saying. What do you say?
I just connected, and I don't know what you were speaking about. So I was asking one of the participants.
Oh, okay. So I'll be giving a new shiur in halacha or yun halacha Tuesdays at 9:30 to 10:15. And the reason it's not 9:15 is because I don't want to conflict with the different shiur that's going on of Eli Behar in Nach, which a number of people attend, and I think they should attend. So that's what we're doing. So please join me on Tuesday morning. We are in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalad, Perek Chaf. And until now, we've been talking mostly about the actual benefits of being lomei Torah lishma, and the operating pasuk here, or the Gemara, is that there is ad shamayim chastecha and me'al shamayim chastecha. So ad shamayim chastecha is how much is the chesed of Hashem applying to this person, and the answer is ad shamayim, meaning in this world, but that there's a bechina of Torah lishma where it's me'al shamayim chastecha, where it goes even higher. On a higher level, and we talked a lot about that. Don't want to talk about that right now. But the person who learns Torah Lishma, suffice it to say, person who learns Torah Lishma is otherworldly in the sense that he's working with a different set of rules. And it's Me'al Shamayim Chastecha. I just want to quote to you in summation of all that is the letter of the Chazon Ish, which is very moving to me. It's the Igres Chazon Ish, Chelek Aleph, letter Yud Gimel, And he says that when you look at a person, a Talmud Chacham, who's Laimed Tari Lishma, you just look at him. So he says, Hu Nira Kamay Ish, Avabama Sumalach. Meaning that like everything looks normal about the person, but there's so much going on inside. And he's so connected to the Shemayim. And it's not just from the bottom up that he's reached a very high level, but it's Kamo Malach. A Malach is somebody or something, some entity, which is being commanded from top down. So the difference between an Adam and a Malach is an Adam is coming from here and working their way up. And a Malach is coming, a Shliach Hashem, which is coming from there and working his way down. Malach Raphael, Malach Gavriel, Malach HaMavis, Malach HaBris. These are all like kind of visitations from a higher place to a lower place. So, you know, the reason I was moved by this Chazon Ish is because Imrab Chadoyma LaMalach Hashem Tzvaka is Tevakesh Torah Mipiv. That one has to have a Rebbe, which is, he's viewing as a Malach. Now, a Malach, you know, here today, gone tomorrow, not necessarily a higher Madrega, but what we need to look at a Rebbe, we have to find ourselves a Rebbe, that's Doyma LaMalach Hashem Tzvaka, that is coming to us with a Shlichus from Hashem, as opposed to a Chevraman, which is also good. but in the only way you can say that somebody is a Shliach from Hashem, up to down, if he's completely Lishma. And if he's completely Lishma, Lishma means I'm here to learn Torah and teach Torah to you. So that's, or you're there to teach Torah to others. So you have to do it in the Bechina of a Malach, which is just doing the Shlichus of Hashem. There's no personal motivations for doing this. It's I'm a Shliach Hashem. So in fact, the tzaddik is an Adam. He's a person, he's born, he dies. But in the sense of teaching Torah, as far as teaching Torah goes, he's Kemalach Hashem Tzvakos. So the Chazon Ish comes and he says, Nir Kamayish Avubamasu Malach. What you see is not what you get. What you see is a part of the picture. There's another part of the picture, which is Mamash attached to Shemai and coming down to us as a gift. So that's Parak, up to Parak Chaf. Parak Chaf, does everyone have it there? So Parak Chaf starts with a new idea. I think it's a new idea. And you can't read this fast, otherwise it seems like an old idea. And in Parak Chaf he says, V'hu, this person who's Laimei Torah Lishma, who Habein Yakir. He's the cherished son. Mipnei Palterin de Malka. He's part of the palace of the king. Meaning he's part of the staff. Mibnei Hechola de Malka. Each one of these things is something different. So he's a Ben Yakir. He's a Ben Paltrin de Malka. And he's a Ben Hechola de Malka. Paltrin usually is the overall palace of the king, so the whatever that means in God's world. And Hechala de Malka is the Kodesh Kodeshim, the inner chambers, the Hechal. Hechal Hashem Hu. Asher loy levadoi harishus nesuna. And to this person who's learning Torah Lishma, permission is given, b'cholei, said any time, L'chapes beginze de Malka Kadisha, to be able to browse in the hidden places of the Malka Kadisha. With Hashem's help, we'll try to explain this. V'chol hasha'arim el yoinim psuchim lefanav. And all of the upper chambers, or the upper gates, is open to him. The Gemara says this in Saita, Rabbi Acha bar Chanina Omer, af ein ha-pargod ninal b'fanav. Pargod is, well, I can't say I know what a pargod is, but a pargod means a mechitza. So there's a division bein mayim l'mayim. There's a division between the olam asol yoinim and the olam astachtoinim. It's divided by a pargod. This is invisible to the naked eye. But there's this pargod which is dividing us, and the pargod is like a glass ceiling which doesn't let you get further. Anybody who's learning Torah in the, through a difficult time, even the pargoid is not blocking him. One more paragraph before we explain. We talked about entering into the shar, the sha'arim. So the shar we're talking about is the shar of Torah, HaKadosha. Lahasig ulistakel ba'or hapnimi. Wow. Be'imke rozeni loin dila. U'kamash amr b'parakat Torah magalun loy roze Torah. In Pirkei Avos it says that kolal loy mitar l'shma zoich l'dvarim harbe, and then it makes a list of what you're zoich to. And one of them is Megalon Loi Rosei Torah. You will have a revelation of the hidden parts of the Torah. Chayin Amrun, the Gemara says, "Anavei deserve a Loi Oid." Elishadvarim Hamachusim Mibnei Adam Misgalon Loi. Things which have been covered from others have been revealed to him. And here, let's go back a minute. Here, we're no longer talking about my lifestyle or the benefits of my life or the miracles that I can be zochet to or perform or a different level of shechina or a different level of siyata d'shmaya. We're not talking about that here. We've talked about that before. What we're talking about here is getting to a informational place, if you will, a place where you know more than everybody else. Meaning, person A is loy meitar lishma, and person B is loy meitar shaloy lishma. The person who's loy meitar lishma, they're both the same IQ. Maybe they're even both putting in the same hours. But the person who's learning tar lishma comes to a place of learning, which he's calling the Sharei Torah HaKadosha. And in that place, Megalon Loi Rosei Torah, it's revealed to him. This is no longer a place where you can go intellectually. It's no longer a place where you're going to think about it and make a hakira, that you're going to be able to get something to this place. But when you get to this place, Megalon Loi Rosei Torah, that's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Hashem reveals to you, listen, you're Haben Yakir, you're a Ben Palterin de Malka, you're a Ben Bayis, you're a Ben Hechala de Malka. And here you're Zoche to hear things and understand things that you wouldn't understand otherwise.
Rebbe, two questions, if I may. One is this a moment? Is this a madrega or both? That's question number one. And question number two is, I mean, these are like kind of mind-blowing descriptions that, you know, I know that when I hear a chiddush and it totally rearranges how I think about something, I feel a sense of a physical sensation of joy. Does a person know that this is happening?
Okay, good questions. In terms of, is this a moment, like some kind of aha moment. John O'Shea, the words of the Nefesh HaChaim is Asher Loi Levadei to this guy or woman, Harishus Nesuna B'chol Eis. L'chapes begins the Malka Kadisha. You're in the inner chambers. You can browse, you can look, you can see. So let me ask a question and then try to explain the best I can. What he says here is that kolo isik b'tayr mitoich doicha. You're learning Torah when it's difficult for you. It's not natural to you for you to learn Torah. It's difficult to learn Torah. Like he speaks later about the guy who gets up in the middle of the night, chatzos laila, to learn Torah. That's not fun. You got to get out of bed. You got to learn Torah. You know, this is not about hot cocoa and marshmallows. A person who's learning Torah through a difficult situation, physically, financially, a person who learns Torah in a ghetto or a concentration camp, that's why I'm a Torah mitoch doichak. Pick your doichak. What does that have to do with this? That's my question. What's that have to do with what we're learning here? We're not talking about here who's somebody who's going the extra mile and persevering and pushing through difficult situations. We're talking about Lai Matari Lishma. So what's the connection between Lai Matari Lishma and Lai Matoich HaDoichak? Does somebody want to answer that question for me?
that you're overcoming your teva, so Hashem overcomes the limits of teva. And normally that's the pargod.
Yes, leave the mida connected mida out for a minute. What is the connection? Was you're saying good, but you're answering the wrong question. You're not answering the question I'm asking. What's the connection between loymed mitoich doichak and loymed lishma?
I would offer. I might offer a thought. A person who's lomid mitoch dochak, you're talking about a person who is lomid mitochak, he has difficulty focusing on the limud because of the dochak. The natural tendency would be to focus on the dochak, and he's able to set it aside miraculously almost, and to learn Torah lishma. He's completely unprotected from these natural.
Are you saying that that's mimela lishma? Like because of the dochak, you're saying it's mimela lishma if he learns.
So let me.
No, I'm saying a person is overcoming his natural tendencies.
And therefore, what? Bilochain.
And therefore his sachar, his sachar is even higher. His ma'amad is higher. His dimension in terms of his closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even higher because he has transcended the human element.
So, like Ephraim, you're saying very similar to what Yitzhak is saying, but I think we're all skipping a point, a very simple point, and that is the following: that there's really no way to know whether somebody's learning Lishma or not learning Lishma, or whether we're learning Lishma or we're not learning Lishma. There's always like a number of reasons why we do something, you know, why am I giving a shir right now? Part of it is Lishma, part of it is Shaloi Lishma. Yeah, I mean, that's like, how do you know? And I think this is so simple. Like you both keep talking about the mida connected mida of it. That's why. I'm not asking what's the indication over here. The indication is that one of the only ways to know whether somebody is doing something Lishma is when it's really not good for him to be doing this thing. It's hard to believe, let's say, as an example, extreme example, it's hard to believe that somebody would do the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Shalei Lishma. Unless he's suicidal. But then I guess there's a Shalei Lishma. But a person wants to live, and they're giving up their life. So one of the reasons, I think, that we're so machabed the person that gave up their life on Kiddush Hashem is because, hey, that was Lishma. That wasn't to get rich. It wasn't to get covered. You know, although, you know, these days, you know, if, I don't know about these days, but I find people sit and think about what are they going to say about him in their eulogy. Yeah. So, okay, kind of silly, but just that's the pshat. And HaKavod might see an Asad min Ailam. I'm worried about the covet, even when the covet is not going to mean anything to me one way or the other, probably. But what I am saying is that if somebody's doing something, that's a pretty good indication. And I think this is where the Nefesh HaChaim is coming from. That's a pretty good indication that I'm doing it lishma. That's all. Simple. So it's like a simen. It's not a siba, but it's a simen that I'm doing something lishma. Now, Rasen, yeah.
You talked about Rasen as something that we could not achieve intellectually through our intellectual koichas. So Rasen nogel halacha or just an insight?
Oh, so good. Thank you for that. So what I think is as following. I want to say it correctly. And it's actually quite a big chiddush of Nefesh HaChaim. And that is that, you know, like we were talking before of Ad HaShemayim Chastecha and Me'al Shemayim Chastecha. In the world of Chachma, there's Chachma. There's Ad HaShemayim, Me'al HaShemayim. Ad HaPargoid, Me'al HaPargoid. And here, Yitzhak Ephraim, let me just tweak what you were saying before. It's more than a mida keneged mida. It's mechapes beginze demalka kadisha is a completely different level of insight that a person can achieve by rising above their natural tendencies. What I mean is hakavana is, you know, like in everything, you know, in let's take a mashal of medicine. So, you know, you could have certain symptoms. You can go to a doctor. A doctor will say this works, and it does work. He's right, and you take it, you get better, or you don't get better, and maybe that's good enough for most of the problems that we might have. But sometimes, you know, like doctors can get flabbergasted. We don't know. We don't understand. And they're humble enough to admit it. At that moment, you need somebody with a different level of insight. It's not more information. Not he took another half a year in medical school. Not that he specialized in this particular illness. No. So certain people are medically intuitive, and they have a certain insight into the body, what's going on over here. And it's ilos ha-ilos and sibos ha-sibos, as far as he's able to do, or she's able to be able to have an insight into what's really going on here. And the same thing is true with a psychologist, like psychology. So there are a number of shitos in psychology. There's narrative psychology, there's all kinds of levels of therapy. And then, and I'm not even saying it's better, maybe something which is not behavioristic is even better. Maybe behavioristic is better. But I'm just saying there's two things. And then there's somebody who can somehow or another have the chachma, let's call it for this moment, a chachma ilah of really getting it. Not everybody gets it. And a lot of people talk like they get it, but and they're talking in very, very appropriate words and it's very, very impressive. I meet people like this all the time. Like they talk like they're very smart, but they're actually not very smart. they're not getting the insight. That's already when it comes to Torah. So the first thing is we're talking about that one gift, which takes you above what's normal to understand, above what's intellectual pursuit, it's above. Now, maybe in science, maybe Einstein or Newton were able to break this barrier and get beyond the pargoid lahavdil. Maybe, but in Torah, here's the difference. if you break beyond the Pargoid, you have a certain insight, not just into Torah, but since Istakel Baraisa Bara Alma, and we're talking about all the different Sha'arim and Sha'arim mean, the gateways through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world, how he's created trees, how he's created people, how he's created our das. So now, instead of being here as in part of this and saying, hey, I see what's going around on around me, you're getting a look from the Shar itself, from the Torah, that from Hashem himself, as to what's really going on here. And that's a different...
Can I just ask... I just wanted to ask, the Arba Shenichnesu Lepardes, was that all Lishma?
No. No.
Because we see from the results.
The results were...
That so Rabbi Akiva did it Lishma.
Look, very clearly, other than Rabbi Akiva, it was a failed attempt. And why was it a failed attempt? Because one was trying to get above nature without including nature. It was trying to get into nature without including the above. And Benasa hitzitz v'mezim, Benzoyma hitzitz v'nifka, and Acher Katzer v'netiyas. So it was this complete integration where, let's talk about Rabbi Akiva. I don't begin to understand somebody like Rabbi Akiva. And every time I learn something that he says, even a halacha, I'm like blown away, because there was such insight into where we were in this world, where we are in life, what's going on with the Romans, what's going on with Mashiach, what's going on with suffering. And there was a certain insight that Rabbi Akiva had where he was able to say, let's say, Koman David Rachmana Latavavid, which was, I want to call it, unless somebody has a better word, I want to call it like he gets it. He understands it from God's point of view.
So he wasn't entering into the Pardes in order to get a goodie, to get into more understanding. He was just doing it Lishma, we're saying, because otherwise it's not Lishma.
Right. But I'm not sure I'm following your logic. What was your logic? How do you know he was Lishma?
I'm saying if he had a motivation because he wanted to get to more, you know, I don't know, higher levels of insight, so maybe that takes away from the Lishma aspect.
Yes, correct. That is correct. So, Linyanenu, let's just make sure we understand this, because, you know, it goes back to the, you know, to the Chazon Ish, Nira Kamaish, Avo Bamesu Malach, meaning that, you know, like, If we're talking about a person who's Laman Torah Lishma on a regular basis, maybe, which is indicated by the fact that it's Laman Mitoich Doichak. Maybe he's not Laman Mitoich Doichak. Maybe he doesn't have a Doichak, but still, he's learning Torah Lishma. So he's privy to the Ginzei, the Malka Kadisha. I'm not seeing, you know, when you're in a situation, there's only so much you could understand about that situation. You know, it's hard to, you know, like, it's hard to see things like from an outside view and to understand what really happened there. We can do that sometimes with history. You can look at a period in history and say, okay, I get it. You know, this happened in 1790, this happened in 1812, this happened in 19, and all of a sudden, you know, you can see how the pieces come together. When you're in a situation, who can really see it? You can guess, maybe, but who can really see what caused what and why and where and where we're going? So the person who's Laman Torah Lishma can see it. Why? Because you're really, you know, I believe, by the way, Lahavdil Elef Havdalos, I believe that there's other disciplines to try to get to this place through different levels of meditation and trying to reach a place of enlightenment. And I've told you everything I know about the subject. But enlightenment means that, to me, you know, this kind of, you know, there's a difference between, again, Lahabdil, there's a difference between Buddhist nirvana and Hindu nirvana. They're all different. They're all trying to reach a different place. One's trying to get beyond the Gilgulim. One's trying to get. But let's talk about it in yeshivish terms. The Madrega of Bittel, where, you know, where what I am, you know, how I feel today, you know, is I'm above that. It doesn't make a difference. I don't know who's on that level, but let's say it doesn't make any difference. I'm here for the klal. I'm here for the world. I'm like a malach. So that person has the ability, because you're in that place, to get above the entire world into what he calls the Sharei HaTorah HaKadosha. You're right there at the Shar. Beginzei HaMelech. And this, by the way, when you get there, is not another level of Chachma. It's a level of Megalenloi. Megalenloi. It's a, at that point, it's a gift. Aha. Now I understand what the world is all about.
So like Rabbi Hebel, sorry, what you were saying last week, the story of the Belzer Rebbe, who said, like, what's Yisurin? Like, I didn't have Yisurin. Is that because he was on that level where it says to him, it wasn't like how we would see it?
That was the point of the story. So, but, you know, like, we look at it from an attitudinal point of view. Like, he's got a good attitude, you know, like, he's able to deal with it. What Rabbi Akiva was saying when he said, Kol Manda Avad Rachmana L'Tav Avad, the Pashat of Shad, is I'm not saying it'll be okay. You have to say there. Hashem has a plan. I'm on such a place, I'm in such a world where I realize that what's going on now is actually toif. Or like his Rebbe said, even more clear, Gamzula Toiva. And the many of the Sfarim say that, you know, Nochemish Gamzu said Gamzula Toiva. That's not why. I mean, he was called Nachamish Gamzu because he came from a city called Gamzu. It's a place in Israel called Tel Gamzu. But they nicknamed him Gamzu L'Toyva because that's what he would understand. His Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, said, Koman David Rachmanu L'Tav Avid, which is the same concept. And the kasha that the Rishonim ask already is that Chayv Adam Loimer Dover B'Shem B'Loshen Rabboi. Like, why are you improving on Shakespeare? So if Nachamish Gamzu, the Rebbe, said Gamzu L'Toyva, which is easy enough words to understand, what do you have to touch it out and say, Gakoman David Rachman L'Tav Avid? And the Sfarim say, I think the Bnei Soscher and others, they say that if you're Medayik, Koman David Rachman L'Tav Avid, it's for the good. Where his Rebbe said, Gamzu L'Toyva. It's a gufa, hagufa good. It's a good, it's toiv bad. Okay. Meaning to say.
Can you elaborate a second? Which one's better or not sure if I.
Gamzu L'Toyva is a higher madrega. And Rabbi Akiva was mutter to be Mishana, Miloshin Rabbi, because you can only say what you feel. And what he was able to feel in his big, big madrega of Nichnas Apardes, Nichnas B'Shalom, B'Yotze B'Shalom, what he was clearly able to feel was that God has a plan. It's good. It's I'm good. Nachamish Gamzu saw the good in this. He didn't see it as bad, like the Belzer Rebbe, you know, like he didn't see what's bad.
What is the Gam? Doesn't Gam imply certain things I perceive as good? But this, which I experience as bad, is Gamzu L'Tova. This too is really
not only not what I perceive, not only what you perceive as good is good. Gamzu, he was talking. Not only what you perceive as good is good, but even what you perceive as bad is good. My perception is that the bad is good. So it's very very dachistic, the difference between the two. But suffice it to say that there's levels of insight. This is not just like levels of betachin, of you know, of how to suffer like a Jew. That's not what this is. We're talking about getting it in a very, very deep way. And this, by the way, is a gift. It's all over Chazal that it's a gift. Megalon loy roze, rozen the Torah. Megalon loy, the deep secrets. But those deep secrets are the real why, if you will, of why everything, of what's going on in this world. He's getting he's right there at the source of it. Gam Zula Taiva. So I just give a mashal of this in Chazal. Chazal say that Avram Avinu, famous Chazal, Avram Avinu was busy trying to understand the world. And finally he came to the point, he was busy, he was a tzaddik and an intelligent person, obviously. And he's asking questions which no one dared ask. He's asking questions which were questions because people took things for granted. People took for granted that the stars have power and the sun has power in them. Mashu chaserpo. So until he finally came to the point where it was about 40, where he said, Ein bira, what's the lesson over there? Ein loilam blight. Bira. Yefshir labira b'leimanik. Yefshir labira b'leimanik. When he came to this point of understanding that no. Yefshir labira b'leimanik, this is not an end. This is an intellectual conclusion of Yefshir Manig. But then Chazal continue and they say, Miad hitzitzel of Bal Habira, Omar Anihu Bal Habira. Do you get it? I don't know if you've seen it this way before. There was a clear two steps. I'm doing everything I can to try to understand what's going on, and by the process of elimination, in my chachma, I understand that there's no such thing. Ef shilabira b'leimanik. I can't. Lo yachol yod. You know, you don't have to be Avram Avinu. I mean, you know, I was reading an article last night about, you know, just human biology, right here within us, you know. And I talk about the sun and the stars, and you know, it's half of a fellow. This it's just pelotic how a chromosome, a cell, you know, has wreaked such havoc even in the whole world. It's a pella how the body normally protects itself. It's the built-in mechanisms that are here. There is no machine like this. There's no machine like this. So I can easily, relative, if I'm honest, I could come to the conclusion. But then there's another point, another place. Hitzitzel of Bal Habira, Hashem said, Hadrachmanas on this guy. Hitzitzel of Bal Habira, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvaydo Yivatzmai bent down and whispered in his ear, and he said, Anihu Bal Habira. Here's the answer. So there was a question and an answer. To put it more correctly, there was Betoich HaOlam and Lamala Min HaOlam. There was Aretz, there was Shemaim. So we could talk to Hashem every day, and we do. But for Hashem to talk to us, that's a different madriga, yeah? Miad Hitzitzel of Bal Habira, Vayimer Anihu Bal Habira. So when we're talking about...
Is Hashem talking to us, is that the Razin?
So that's the rosin deraisa. That's the rosin, the malk begin, the rosin Megalon loy rosei Torah means that I can clare and I can grow and I can think and I can harva mitoich hadoch adchak. And then all of a sudden, let's call it enlightenment. A level of insight can happen where I get the whole thing.
Is this different from Ruach HaKodesh?
No, we're going to talk about Ruach HaKodesh. But it is different. I want to make this point while since you mentioned that. It is different than Nevuah. Because Nevuah is sort of like Hashem saying, this is what's going on in history. I'm going to give them a little insight here. That's what Nevuah is. So he picks the Navi, who's Shalim B'midase and Shalim B'gufay, and he gives him the insight, and he's Mechuyev to tell it to the world. A Navi. Navi's Lashon Niv.
Tamachot. Amaisa, with Bilam, Bilam wasn't a Loimut Lishma kind of person. He still had Nevuah.
Right. Hashem chose him for whatever reason. To give a message, possible. It's not he didn't. Bilam wasn't Mekayim the Rambam's criterion, but that's a different story. That's a different sugya. Talmud Chacham is in a different place. Talmud Chacham, the Tzlaim Torah Lishma, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a message to give the world. No, he's understanding it from the Makar HaOlam, from the Shari HaTorah HaKadosha, the Yistakel Baraisa Bar Alma, and he's seeing a whole different view. Navi doesn't necessarily see that. And I'll tell you another Chiddush, the Talmud Chacham that does see it doesn't necessarily have to be Megalit. Do you know that, the Navi, Asir Lichbosh Nevuase, if Hashem tells you to say, you got to say. You're not allowed to hold it back. You have to say the Nevuah. That you got a Nevuah, you have to say the Nevuah. That's why you got it. Talmud Chacham that gets an insight of Megalon Lairazin Torah, listen carefully to me because this is extremely important. He has no chiyuv to say it. He's an educator. He'll say what he wants to say.
But it also could be that he wouldn't be able to relay it because it's Razei Torah that he was only given the gift to understand.
Whatever it is, either he doesn't, they don't have that gift, as Dan's saying. And just like so, the Gemara says a lashon of megala tefach u'machasen tvachayim. So you know, people are going to the Rav Hatzadik and they're saying, teach me the insight. Even if he gets it, he doesn't have to say. You know, like as we all say, those who say don't know, and those who know don't say. But a Navi doesn't have that luxury. Because a Navi is not a gift for him. A Navi is a gift for the people that Hashem chose this mouthpiece to convey. So there's no such thing as the Navi saying, and they got in trouble for this, the Naviim. The Navi is sitting there and Hashem is telling him, this is how you piece together pieces of history. This is how you know where we are right now in the world. This is how you know that there's what Chorban Beis HaMikdash is and what Binyan Beis HaMikdash is and what's causing it. Like, you know, if some political analyst is looking at the Roman or the Babylonian occupation of Jerusalem, so they're making 100 drushes. They could write books, and they have written books about the Babylonian occupation. But the Navi's coming and he's saying, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Damim, and that's his message to the people. But the Talmud Chacham has a different type of insight. And that was, by the way, the case in the Bayis Sheni, where they were Megala Tefach of Sinas Chinam, but they also understood the inner workings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the big, big Tzaddikim, the big, big Talmidei Chachamim. And whether they were Megala or they weren't Megala, Hester Dover, sometimes you have to hide things. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah hid more than they said. Maybe they spoke amongst themselves. And I could tell you that even today, Gedolei Ador, Tzaddiki Ador, in my opinion, and I've seen a Gilui Tefach, they don't let on how much they know because they get it and they have the insight. And not everything is for the people to, not everything are people able to hear. Not everything are people able to hear. So what they have to say, they say. What they don't have to say, they don't say. And that's a different madriga. Okay, I have to go. So let me just remind you that Amir Tzachem, if you want, Tuesday morning, same channel, same time, not the same time, 9:30. And well, Amir Tzachem will, you know, please participate. Brachah v'atzlacha. Have a good Shabbat.
Thank you. Good Shabbat.
And a freilichin to bishvat. We should all be zochet to hischat.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Yishkol, thank you so much. Yishkol. Thank you.